Here in this shot, we see our outhouse, which indicates symbolically the red pillar on the top, which represents the stupa and the mind. And then inside, there's a skeleton again. It's the same skeleton now sitting in an outhouse and defecating into the cesspool. And around the back of this, it was open. So we could look down in the cesspool and see how what he was thinking was coming from underneath in the bilge water or in the confusion down there. And then in this side, you can see why he was going astray and why he ended up confusing himself and everybody else. In the far wall here, we have hopscotch, which is a old-fashioned way of teaching kids about the Kabbalah. You can see there's one at the top. Actually, we used to come from the bottom and count them 1, 2 going up. And then the double one is 3 and 4. The middle one is 5. And then 6 and 7, then 8 and 9, and that top where it says 1 was number 10. So that's what we're more used to. But then the person would turn around and come back this way, always throwing a stone on the way out and picking it up on the way back. But those levels are all mere reflections of what's the next one in the way, which is the numbers in the Kabbalah and their old meanings in the ancient languages of Greek and Latin. And it ties directly into what's before that, which is the next one, the Om, soul, mind, and body. The mind is off on the right, and the one up on top is the M part, Om or Aum. And the next one over is the unsnowman, who will take your head, your upper torso, down to the diaphragm, which is your heart and your lungs, and then down beneath the ancient gut feelings that we mentioned in the cesspool. These are all different ways of figuring the same pattern of thought as it relates to other patterns from other people. The purpose of all religions is to improve your realignment with people and projects.